Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Another local municipality breaking with Erie County over mask mandates and phased-in restrictions. Village of Williamsville Mayor Debbie Rogers joining us live this morning. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us. Where do you stand on this? Is the village not complying with the order from Erie County, or are you just speaking out against it?
I'm speaking out against it. As mayor of the village, you know, it is my job to ensure the survival and the success of our business district. If we don't have a healthy business district in the village of Williamsville, that is harmful to not only the business owners, but to the residents as well.
You know, we've heard some other leaders say that, you know, we will not comply with the mask mandate. But from your chair as mayor, that's not really an option, right? I mean, there's nothing you can do to comply or not comply, is there?
Well, sure, because I, as I said yesterday, I don't own a business in the village of Williamsville. As mayor, though, I feel a responsibility to all of my business owners in the village. And as I spoke earlier or yesterday, they have literally been through hell and back in the last 20 months. And I think that enough is enough. I think that we are just merely repeating what we did at the start of COVID. And I don't really see a reason why we would do the same thing over when it clearly wasn't effective.
What are you hearing from your businesses in the village?
So since yesterday, I did have a business owner reach out to me, and she applauded my stepping out in opposition of the mask mandates. Because I think that we all know what's coming next in phase two is the vaccine mandate. So if the mask mandates aren't detrimental enough to shoppers and diners who are going to adjacent counties, then we are going to have business owners who have the responsibility, basically, to not only enforce masks in their business, but now they have to pretty much have a bouncer at their front door that's carding for their COVID vaccination.
It's something we've definitely brought up before on this show. We've heard it before from some business owners earlier this morning. You mentioned phase two. I think the things most interesting to me are phase three and phase four, where it would apparently take businesses and locations that are only allowing vaccinated people inside and reduce capacity or even shut them down, even though it's only filled with completely vaccinated people as per the rules in phase two. Looking at that, I mean, is that maybe the point that you're trying to drive home to say, listen, if it doesn't end with a vaccination mandate, then when would it ever end?
And that's exactly what I'm getting at. And, where does it end, right? We have been dealing with this for, 20 months now. We've seen a complete disruption in our school systems. We've seen disruptions in the businesses. We've seen it in personal lives that have been turned upside down because of vaccine mandates in order to keep their job. And I think that, you know, as an American who values everything that this country stands for, I think that we need to take a stand against this because that goalpost keeps getting moved. First, it was two shots. Now it's two shots and a booster. And I'm hearing that there might be another booster after that. So no matter what topic we're discussing with COVID, whether it's vaccines or masks or closures, there always seems to be another step that needs to be done to get through this. And I think what Supervisor Dixon said in his statement was that at some point we need to accept that this is going to be a new reality it isn't something that we need to shut down, mask up, vax up for every time that this happens. It's something that we need to come together as a community. I think that stakeholders should be brought to the table and discuss what's being done, as opposed to one person with an emergency order in place being able to make all of the decisions for Erie County. And I think that when we get to that point where we can actually sit down at a table and have a sensible discussion and look at how to handle this long term, as opposed to knee-jerk reactions, I think we're going to be better off as a country.
Can there be more action, or have you brought this to the attention of County Executive Poloncarz?
No, I have not had a conversation with Mr. Poloncarz, but I'm certainly happy to discuss this, as I'm sure you know there are many others who will as well.
What do you think would be the result of such a conversation?
I think finding a new way to deal with this, it's become no longer a pandemic in my mind. It's become something that we're going to see happening perhaps seasonally every year. We're going to see these spikes. So I think the first thing to do is to get all of, if you want a successful plan and you're putting it out to the people that you want to, let's say, follow those orders, you have to get buy-in from people. And without the buy-in from the municipalities, I don't think it's going to be a very successful plan.
Mayor Debbie Rogers, thanks so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
That's the Village of Williamsville Mayor Debbie Rogers.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.